We are in Alma 61, and this is Pahoran's response to Moroni. And I just love, as I said before, Pahoran, and what an incredible example he is. And I love that this is here for us as parents, as friends, as children, as an example of how we should act and not react. There was a great conference talk once upon a time titled that, and I think it was by Elder Bednar, and it was such an aha for me that so much of what I do is react. And my husband is absolute action. He thinks through things first, and it's such a great attribute and something that I can really learn from. And so I think that's why I really love these chapters, is it's something I really need to work on. And so I just love this example of Pahoran, who obviously thinks through and tempers his emotions and acts without reacting to what is said to him. So I love in verse 2 that the very first thing he says is, "I am not happy to hear what's happening. It grieves my soul. It hurts my heart that you would be struggling." And then he immediately tells him there's another insurrection. In fact, it is a faction. This is like the fourth time that they've dealt with this. And here's the thing, is it's these kingmen again. And it does make you wonder, at what point do you quit giving these people a chance to make an oath that they won't fight and that they'll repent and come back? Because this is like number 4. And it just makes you think, why do they continue to let these people that commit that they're not going to dissent and follow the other dissenters, that they really will change? Because it kind of feels like they don't. And then all of a sudden another insurrection comes. And the thought that I had this morning as I was thinking this train of thought, like, oh my gosh, at what point do you just wipe them out before they wipe you out, before they do away with the Nephites? Because just this never-ending battle that seems to happen. And the thought that I had that immediately came to my mind is, if even one was brought back to a knowledge of the truth and repented, would it be worth it to God? And we all know the answer to that. Yes, it would. And so it's just a discouraging thing to read, but man, what a blessing that Moroni and Pahoran and Helaman and these 2,060 are men who trust in God and trust his plan and know it's all working good in us. It's all to teach us things. And yes, it is teaching them. And they are becoming even more incredible than they already were. And so it just tells us that he talks about this dissension, and that is why the provisions have been withheld. That is why they haven't been able to send people to help. And then if we go down to verse 9, he says, "And now in your epistle you have censured me, but it mattereth not. I am not angry, but I do rejoice in the greatness of your heart." And this is something I swear I could have just printed on a pillow for me, or a bumper sticker to remind myself, "You have censured me, it mattereth not." And I remember at one point in time teaching this in a seminary lesson and asking the kids if they ever felt they had been censured. And they all start laughing because, yes, they're censured all the time by friends on Facebook. I mean, social media, we're censured all the time. But even from parents, you are censured. And what correlates to me is again, I would ask my kids, when is a time that you have been censured, but that you were able to stop yourself from reacting and say, "It mattereth not. What is the part I play in this? Is there something I need to apologize? Is there some seed of truth in this? And if not, can I just leave it to God to work it out and move forward and not let it cause that bad feeling in me?" And I love that quote that we have, or it was from a conference talk that the person said, it's like swallowing poison and waiting for the other person to die, when we don't forgive and let those things go. We have to trust that God will work it out, and we don't want to swallow that bitter pill or that poison and poison ourselves. And it seems so easy. Satan wants it to destroy us. Satan wants us to react. He wants it to stir it up. And it seems like that happens constantly in my life. And learning to say it mattereth not, God's in charge, is just a huge lesson that we really over time have got to learn. And I am better at it. I am making progress. I'm not great at it. And I just went back to Alma 58:37, when Helaman says we don't know why we're not getting help, and he numbers the ways. He lists several ways, but then he says it mattereth not. God will deliver us. That's such a great quote. It mattereth not. God is in charge. And I love that. And I love more than that, that Pahoran is able to say, I rejoice in your heart. Man, that takes such the Spirit guiding you to not react, to say, look at this. This guy is for God. This guy is fighting for truth. It doesn't matter the accusations he's making. Focus on those two verses in his letter, which it's only two verses, that he says, I do not fear your power nor your authority, but it is my God whom I fear. Okay, concentrate on that. And then 36, I do not seek for power, but to pull it down. I do not seek for honor, but the glory of my God and the freedom and welfare of my country. How cool is it in this letter of 36 verses that Pahoran totally focuses on that and glories in his heart. I think that's such an example. Okay, he goes on to list what's happening. And then he goes on and he says, come to me, leave forces for Lehi and Teancum. But I love in 17, gather what force you can as you come to help me. Let's do this. And then I love in 18 that he says, and we will take possession of the city Zarahemla, that we may obtain more food and send it forth, and we will put an end to this great iniquity. And then more than that, this is the coolest thing that he says in 19. And now, Moroni, I do joy in receiving your epistle. How is that possible? I do joy in receiving. You have censured me. It mattereth not. I joy in receiving your epistle. That is amazing. For I was somewhat worried concerning what we should do. And you are an answer to my prayer. God sent your letter as an answer to my prayer. Okay, that is incredible. So come to me. Let's put an end to this iniquity. Let's clean the inner vessel. Let's do away with this. And I just think this is amazing. And then he says in verse 20, you have said, except they repent, the Lord has commanded that you should go against them. That's his answer to prayer, that he can find an answer to what he has been praying about in this letter of so many accusations, so many false accusations, so many threats, so much lecturing. That is amazing. And that tells you what a man of God this is and how he has prayed and has the Spirit to help him go, don't listen to that. Just put it away. Doesn't matter. He's just angry. Just put it away. None of that's true. Don't worry about it. Focus on the answer to prayer. And that is an amazing lesson. And then in verse 21, see that you strengthen Lehi and Teancum in the Lord. Tell them to fear not, for God will deliver them, yea, and all who stand fast in the liberty wherewith God hath made them free. And now I close mine epistle to my beloved brother Moroni. Okay, that is amazing. And I'm sure that Moroni, after he wrote that letter, sat and thought, oh my gosh, what have I done? And it's out of your hands and it's too late and you can't get it back. Oh my gosh, what have I done? What a relief for Moroni. What a lesson for Moroni to be completely forgiven and to say, not only you've censured me, but I'm not angry, to end it with my beloved brother. And also to credit him as being an answer to his prayer. That is an amazing gift. And a gift that comes from partnering with God and having the Spirit. And really quickly, one of the coolest things that happened this morning is I came home from walking and the thought came, you should check the mailbox, which I never do. And so I did, and the mail was in there. Usually my husband and my kids get it. And so I grabbed it, and there was a letter to me, which never happens. And it was a letter from a dear friend who, my dad was the first to die from COVID in Utah, and her dad was the second. And in this letter, she said, and it was typewritten, very, very long, 4-page letter. She said, "You have posted and you have shared your family's experience, and I have rejoiced and loved how you have shared that with the rest of us." And she said, "You have expressed concerns, your mom's concerns, your family's concerns with the way things are being handled and why we have to wear masks and how the statistics are being told." And she said, "All of that has been great." And she said, "I have not felt that social media was an avenue I should use to respond to some of the things you have said or to share my feelings." And so she said, "If you will allow me, I want to share what our experience was like." And so then this 4-page typed letter totally took me back to my experience of losing my dad, as she shared her experience of losing her dad and what that was like for their family. And it was beautiful and so touching, and I feel so honored that she would share with me this beautiful experience and this very gut-wrenching experience. And then at the very end, she said, "You have questioned, and your family has questioned, why masks?" And she said, "You have to know, our family is terrified. We do not want, even though we have already had COVID, we don't want to be responsible for anyone else getting it, so I will wear the mask. I don't want to be under the chance that maybe one of us could get it again, so I will wear the mask." And she said, "You are totally welcome to your opinion, and I just didn't want to publicly say we disagree, but I did want to express to you our feelings." It was the most loving, kind letter. And I sat and I thought, here is Pahoran, who is choosing to not take offense, choosing to not be hurt, choosing to not say you think your family's the only one who's hurt and has lost someone, choosing to not react, but choosing to lovingly operate under the Spirit and say, "That's your experience. Let me share mine. And then let me tell you why our family feels the way we do." And then to close her letter and say, "I love you, and I love your heart, and I treasure your friendship." It was the most beautiful illustration the Lord could have shown me of Moroni and Pahoran. And I'm so grateful to my friend for being Pahoran and for forgiving me and focusing on my heart, knowing the intent of my heart, and knowing I would never want to hurt someone. I am so grateful that she would do that. And so grateful that the Lord would say, "Check the mail," and know what a powerful illustration this would be for me. What a powerful lesson this would be for me. And here's what we know. Moroni never wanted to hurt Pahoran. He just acted out of anger. "I would never want to hurt someone else." I think most of us that live on this earth, I don't know a single soul who would want to hurt someone. Luckily, in my frame of reference and in my circle in life, I really honestly don't know anyone who would. And we need to walk through life learning that, you know what, we have to trust that God will take care of teaching other people, and that our duty is to become who God wants us to be and to walk with His Spirit and to learn to act with His direction in our life. I don't think it was wrong for me to post, but I do think I could learn to think first. And truly, I did have questions about the mask. And guess what? Her letter to me was an answer to my fast, my fasting of, really, do I need to do this? Really, is this important? Because for some reason, I really hate it. Her letter was an answer to my prayers. And I'm so thankful for how well thought out and how loving it was, because she touched my heart and I was able to learn something from what she wrote. And that only comes from action, and action in God's plan and not reacting. If it had been angry, I probably wouldn't have listened to it. So I'm so thankful that the Lord would allow me this opportunity, and so thankful for my friend. It was such an illustration. So again, I would have a discussion. Has there been a time you have been censured? And what have you learned from that? How could we act in God's plan differently than our normal human reaction tells us to do? So I love that. I hope you know the church is true. And more than that, I hope you know the Savior loves you.